Recording in progress.
We'd like to call this meeting of the Twilla County Board of Equalization to order at 6:45 PM on October 5th, 2021. We're meeting in the building located at 47 South Main Street, Twilla. We're on the third floor in Suite 306. We'd like to note this evening that we have four members of our council present, Hamner, Thomas, Tripp, and Hamner, excuse me, Hoffman, Thomas, Tripp, and Hamner. Scott Wardle is asked to be excused this evening for family business. The first item on our agenda is approval of the minutes for the September 21st, 2021 meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
Second.
Chair Hamner seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Appears to be unanimous. The next order of business, agenda item number three, are tax adjustments. You recall in the last meeting, we had a list of about 44, I think is the number. We approved many of them, had questions remaining on about five. No, we had more than five. You want to give us an update on that report, Allison?
You bet, council. So you asked us to, we were asked to get some additional information on some of these. And so the document that you have in front of you, there's some that are highlighted in yellow and blue. The items that are highlighted in yellow are residents that we were able to get the additional information from. And the manager's office has recommended that you approve those ones. There's actually two left that applicant number 16 actually did provide their information. And so that was also recommended that we go ahead and approve that one. It just wasn't done at the time that I prepared this spreadsheet when we posted the agenda. So there's actually only two that are left. It's applicant number 18 and applicant number 33. So with all of that, it's roughly, once we put all these in, before we put all of these in, with what you approved last week, there was roughly $24,000 in abatements that were given. I've gone through with Councilman Hoffman and giving you, or you kind of estimated the amounts that are left over for these other ones. And there's just under,
I think it was like $2,244 or something like that.
Yeah, just.
Additional?
Mm-hmm, right.
Well, that we will not.
Grant.
Grant.
Correct, right.
The rest we will.
One item I did want to mention, so applicant number 33 that we will, that we have not received additional information on, is an applicant that we have previously given an abatement to in the past. It doesn't, that doesn't have any bearing on anything or anything like that. But we have previously in the past received information from this applicant, but she did not respond with the additional information this time.
Number 33, I might have, because it's blue in the shade, it's really hard for me to read.
Yeah, so.
I can get the name, so her name is Mary Dixon. She lives on Second Street here in Twilla. She does meet the income requirement.
We didn't get the additional information, correct?
I know additional information. She's a widow, and that's just.
So is 33 the one we're waiting for additional information?
She asked for it, she didn't meet the deadline.
The dollar amount on that, you told me, was roughly $630.
Right.
The dollar amount, I don't think it's on these cards.
It isn't added into the $24,000 that's listed on the very last page.
On 18, the dollar amount on that one, if you guys want to know, that was roughly $930. And then on number 16, it's roughly $684.
Correct.
There are a few pennies on each other.
Correct.
So what do you think? I personally would need to take the recommendation of the manager, the ones that we just discussed here.
Is that a motion?
I can frame it as a motion if you want.
Just a question, the ones that were waiting, 18, 33, were they?
We've already given them a deadline of October 1st, and they missed that deadline. And so based on missing that deadline, we're not recommending that you accept the ones in blue, and we're recommending that you accept.
No, make them.
Manager's office is recommending that you accept the ones in yellow.
If they were to come in later in the month, provided that we reconsider?
That would depend on if you want to have another meeting to bring that up. At this time, we've told applicants for this low-income abatement that we're not accepting any additional applications. So, because technically the deadline is September 1st.
So did you make a motion?
I will make a motion that we accept our manager, our Councilman Hoffman, and Alice McCoy's recommendation to approve additionally the ones that are highlighted here as we discuss.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is unanimous. Item number 4 is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Been moved to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
I hear that to be unanimous. We are adjourned until 7 o'clock.